With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Fatal opioid overdoses in Monterey County have more than tripled this year compared to 2018. Many are blaming counterfeit street drugs laced with fentanyl that have started showing up in the community. In part one of this two-part series, KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports on the latest wave of the opioid crisis.
More than 100 community members gathered recently at a town hall in Seaside to talk about the dramatic increase in deaths from opioid overdoses. Last year, 9 people died from an opioid overdose in Monterey County. So far this year, that number has reached 33. Teenager Perla Velasco Perez died from an opioid overdose in October when she took what police believe was a pill laced with fentanyl. Her mother, Carolina, was at the town hall. She was so distraught, her cousin, Kyla Velasco, spoke for her.
Perla was a free-spirited, artistic child who had everything going for her. Her goal was to be here also with her family. She has 3 siblings who she left behind.
Velasco said the family is still trying to process what happened.
There's a lot of guilt, and it's still hard. My point is, this was a 16-year-old child. It could be anybody else's kid.
The town hall included a training session on how to use naloxone, or Narcan, a medication designed to rapidly reverse an opioid overdose. Community members lined up to get free bottles of the nasal spray. So why are we seeing a sudden spike in overdoses in our community? Dr. Casey Grover is the medical director of Community Hospital of Monterey Peninsula's emergency department. He says it's the latest wave of the opioid epidemic.
Wave number one is doctors prescribing painkillers driven by bad information from the pharmaceutical industry. And we started realizing we were overprescribing, and we told patients, you have a problem, I'm going to cut you off.
Wave two.
And people went into withdrawal and they feel horrible. So they found heroin.
And the third wave.
Wave three, which is what we're currently in, which is the fentanyl wave, which is somebody realized that fentanyl is highly potent and therefore easy to smuggle, much easier to produce. And so now it's flooding the market.
Street drugs, including pills, cocaine, and even marijuana, are now being laced with fentanyl, which is 100 times more potent than morphine. A few grains of fentanyl can kill you. Dr. Grover is part of the Monterey County Prescribe Safe Initiative, which was created in 2013. The group managed to bring opioid overdose deaths in Monterey County to the third lowest in the state. But now, according to the California Department of Public Health, the numbers are among the highest ever recorded. At the Seaside Police Department, Police Chief Abdul Pridgen says for the last 3 years, his officers have been carrying Narcan and have reversed a number of overdoses.
So we're trying to educate our community on what to look for, what the pills might mimic, because they look very much like the authentic pills.
Now, with the sudden spike in deaths and knowing there is demand for these counterfeit street drugs, he's having to give this advice to drug takers.
And if they're going to try them, it should be with friends or in a location where the door isn't locked, and take a small amount and test that before you try it.
The fentanyl wave of the opioid crisis is seeing no sign of slowing in our community. The DEA's San Francisco office says their division, which includes Monterey County, has seen seizures of counterfeit pharmaceuticals increase fivefold this year compared to last. They have also seized 44 pounds of fentanyl in 2019. Last month, a drug dealer was arrested in Seaside with more than 700 pills that he told police were likely fake. Law enforcement also believe the pills could be laced with fentanyl. I'm Michelle Loxton. This is KAZU News.